Unit 9. Latest trends in advertising.
It's business time here at Channel 6, and today's topic is advertising. Live with us today is Suzanne Miller, an advertising expert from New York City. Thank you for joining us, Suzanne.
Thanks for inviting me.
Suzanne, what are the latest trends in advertising?
Well, one trend we've seen quite often in the last few months is experiential marketing. It helps brands relate to people who don't typically connect with traditional advertising media. Many people don't like advertising. No, they skip ads on TV and change the channel. But experiential marketing tries to create special experiences with brands. It's not about a brand just being the logo. It's about giving the consumer an awesome experience from a brand.
So how would that work?
A good example was promotion for the new Suicide Squad movie by Warner Brothers. A team of advertising experts temporarily converted a tattoo shop in Austin into Harley Quinn's tattoo parlor.
Oh, I see. Harley Quinn is a character from that movie, right?
Exactly. They ran this tattoo shop and offered free temporary and permanent tattoos, inspired by the film's characters, to anyone who was interested. The shop was redesigned, and it looked like the one in the movie. The tattoo artists all looked like Harley Quinn to bring people in.
And did it work?
2,400 people came in, and there were 35.4 million impressions on Twitter and Instagram. So I'd say yes.
Another thing that I came across frequently were the live videos online. You could basically see them everywhere. What's that all about?
Yeah, 2016 was the year of live videos. Since then, almost every major social platform, like Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, have introduced live streaming services. Live video has become an inclusive extension of video marketing. Users can connect with content in real time. Brands have been taking full advantage of the new streaming opportunities, inviting consumers to experience live branded content directly from their devices.
Advertising is always about checking stats. What do the numbers say about effectiveness?
Consumers are eager to tune in. Retail giant Lowe's presented their Black Friday offers on Facebook Live to an audience of 32,000 users. In the following days, there were an additional 891,000 views via promoted posts.
So we can say that it's also a successful approach that is likely to accompany us in the next few years as well. Any other trends shaping advertising?
Online advertising, like showing offers and special discounts online and especially on social media, is still on the rise with new functions coming up every now and then. When it comes to capitalizing on reaching consumers, advertisers are using tools such as Google AdWords to create online advertising campaigns. AdWords is a Google product that allows small businesses to create online advertisements with keyword and budget parameters to target their primary customers. QR codes have been popular for quite some time now because they are so easy to use.
QR codes are those black and white squares, right?
Exactly. You just scan the code with your smartphone and get further information about a product or service. What is also quite common is co-branding. Co-branding is a joint venture that combines the advertising efforts of two or more brands to create a new consumer product. For example, Red Bull and GoPro partnered for the Stratus project with Felix Baumgartner. BMW and Louis Vuitton, Nike and Apple are just other popular examples.
Thank you, Suzanne, for these insights into the world of marketing and advertising.
You're welcome.